This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the AMA here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We are broadcasting live from the Atlanta United Training Ground ahead of their opening match this weekend right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brad Guzan, nice enough to come by and hang out with us and spend some time. Brad, how are you?
I'm good. What's happening, guys?
You look like...
Good? I look good?
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen you outside of sweat. Every time, because when we're up here, you're pretty much
maxing.
Now you look like you're in the
half
front office.
Half-zip polo shirt, I know.
With the button-up underneath,
you know,
with your coffee cup.
You got to look the part. You got to look the part.
He looks like a club ambassador to me. That's what he looks like to me. And a podcast host, too, I guess.
Exactly. Tune in. Guys, tune in. We're going to have you on the show. Oh. We're going to have you on. It's going to be a good time. It's a good laugh. Tune in, everybody. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Let me know, because I can only go up from here.
Well, it was the debut today, right?
Yeah, went out today.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it's I haven't checked in with that side of the building yet, so I'm a little nervous to see what the comments in.
Well, I watched it. It looked good. Like, the setup in the studio is really
the
cool.
The studio's unbelievable.
And everything sounded great. And I thought it was a nice touch how you guys, right off the jump, shouted out the people behind the scenes.
Oh, for sure.
That's a very cool thing that you guys did.
There's so many people that make, you know, media and podcasts and TV and radio and all the things that happen that us as viewers consume. There's so many people behind the scenes that sometimes don't get enough love, and so they make it work.
Well, I know we talked to him in December, right? Because they're doing the Olympic thing downtown.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We were up in Buckhead.
What's been new now? I mean, because you know. They've been out here training. This is your first time in how long since you haven't done this?
For sure. I'm staying here a lot longer than I used to, you know? I used to be going home after lunch, and now I'm staying till early dinner time, you know? It's learning the ropes of what's happening on the other side. And, you know, we talk about professional sports and everything that goes on the other side of the playing aspect of teams and professional, you know, organizations. And so just learning that side of it, as well as being able to do community stuff, was at the kit launch and was a part of that with so many great Olympians. And so being able to get out and be a little bit more in the public within the community and doing those types of events has been great. I know figuring out how to organize my Outlook calendar and you know, all the things that come with the front office side. So it's been good.
Well, you played for Tata Martino his first go around here and won a lot of games doing that. And he's back in charge, and I know everyone's excited about that. So you can obviously speak to having been on the team, but now you're around and seeing it. How does it feel different maybe this year than in the past couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think when you look at someone like Tata straight away, right, he not only commands respect of the players, but he commands respect of the building and the aura that he has when he's walking through the hallways and in the cafeteria. And so you instantly have that respect level from the manager who is running this organization and hopefully leading us to success, and someone that I believe certainly can do that. And we've experienced that. We've seen his style, how he play, how he wants the team to be week in and week out. And so from a fan's perspective, I think that part is exciting. And now it's a matter of getting these guys to gel together, to be able to go and perform the way he wants them to perform on a game day.
Who, and we asked Chris this earlier about, you know, you've been the one constant forever here in Atlanta. A couple guys, you told us Jaden and Lucas. What can you tell us about these guys?
Yeah, for sure. Listen, obviously we saw Jaden, you know, in terms of the last couple games of last season, what he brings, his athleticism, you know, his size, his presence, you know, signing a veteran goalkeeper like Lucas, you know, someone that understands Tata and how he wants to play. You've got a young goalkeeper trying to learn that style, that you know, that way that the manager wants to play.
Right.
And then you've got a senior guy that knows exactly what the manager's asking, and now it's about implementing that within the group. And so two good goalkeepers and guys that are going to be needed to be called upon throughout the year. And so that, for me, is a part of, you know, it's always there when you're in this game, right?
Right.
It's, you need your goalkeeper to make saves, and now you've got two guys that I think can certainly do the job.
We had Chris Henderson stopped by earlier and asked him just kind of what he thinks is going to be the difference maker between what last year was and sort of the, you know, disappointment and what this year could be. And he talked a lot about competition, like the team just feels more competitive out there training and in the locker room and all of that, which obviously he could speak to, you know, being here every single day. What do you think is going to make the difference in terms of this team's success this year?
Yeah, I think exactly that. And we've touched on it a little bit already when we talked about Tata and Tata setting the tone, setting the bar and saying, you know, this training session, it's not good enough. It's we have to lift it. We have to be better. And if you do that daily and you do that consistently, naturally the standard of the team is going to go up. The standard of the team is going to rise. And I think we certainly have that. And now it's about unlocking individual potential. It's about unlocking collectively what do we look like as a team. Listen, I was privileged to be able to listen to you guys quite regularly, right? And you said something a couple months ago, right? And I don't want to get this wrong, but something about trading the entire team to get Joe Burrow as our Falcons quarterback. Yes or no? Looking off, you know, in the other direction, but that's okay. I'm going to keep going.
A lot of blows to the head.
No,
listen. 11 years, man. I might have said something.
If we go ahead and do that, we're not going to have a team come Saturday.
Right.
And so, you know what? Listen, we got to make sure we are on the straight and narrow. And like I said, I think when you've got Tata lifting that bar, it's certainly exciting for us going into the year ahead.
That was going to be my question when you used the unlock word. And one of the guys who was here with you with Tata the first time is now here again with Tata. That's Miguel Amarone.
Yep.
And the unlock part, I hate that freaking word that people use it. But tell us about what differences you might see in him.
I think when you talk about that word unlock, right? You know, right? Players want to feel comfortable when they're playing,
right?
And it's a matter of going out there and playing with freedom, playing with the understanding and the support that you have of the manager and of the coaching staff. And I think Miguel certainly has that with someone like Tata and his staff. And so hopefully the idea is we're able to unlock a little bit more of that in terms of his ability, not only individually but also what he brings with the guys around him and making the guys around him better, because he is such a name. He is such a focal point of the team, but at the same time we've got to be able to as a team and as a unit say, right, we're going to make this guy better. So now the opposition saying, hey, how do we go and defend not just Miguel but Manu, Yaka, whoever's on the field, right? And we've got to be able to go in and make sure that we're being a threat in all areas.
I had to look it up because I'm so used to resetting and saying, Brad Guzan joins us here on the Midday Show, Atlanta United captain, goalkeeper, whatever. Atlanta United club ambassador and sporting advisor, Brad Guzan.
And podcast host now.
And podcast host as well.
Radio
make
guest.
Make sure you keep the whole word, though, okay? Don't get too cool like some of these
don't
dudes.
Call
now. Don't be calling no pod,
that's
Brad.
Nah, I'm not that cool. I'm definitely not that cool, you know? I'm definitely not that cool.
going to be a weird schedule for the league this year, obviously, with the World Cup happening in the middle and being a huge break. That'll be cool for us here because many of the World Cup games are going to be played in Atlanta. But what's that going to be like for guys that aren't going on international duty that are just going to have that break in the middle of the season?
Yeah, it's going to be tricky. It's going to be tricky. And I think the World Cup will help in that aspect to be able to give the guys a little bit of a break throughout the middle part of the season, right? And hit the reset button for good or for bad, right? And there's going to be teams that are going to be welcoming that break, saying the first half of the season's not gone the way we wanted. Yep. We need to hit the reset button. And there's going to be teams that are saying, man, I wish we kept playing during the World Cup because we're flying, we're top of the table, and we just want to keep going. But you're going to have that break regardless, and it's a matter of how you use that. And you have to use it to your advantage, especially for the guys that aren't going to be away with their national teams. And so I think you can certainly do that, one, by trying to fine-tune different ideas from the first half of the season going into the second half. Potential for different players to come, go, right? There's potential for movement within the summer window. And so there's a lot of different, you know, aspects to that break. But I think as a team and as an organization, you have to try and maximize that window. And at the same time, when you're going home and you're able to put on all these World Cup games as a fan, as a player and as a fan of the game, you're going to go home and say, oh, I'm watching this game, this game, this game. This is going to be amazing.
Your Gamecocks going back, bounce back this year?
Ooh, I mean, yeah, I hope so. Yeah. You know, listen.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, I may have been once or twice. Yeah,
you got the same shirt you win.
No, I know.
Fortunate enough to experience the Masters, and I mean, going out there is unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
As a fellow patron,
yeah. I got to go last year, but it was the first day of the practice, and we got rained out. Oh. So just enough time to go to the merchandise house and spend way too much money.
Absolutely.
Hopefully going to get a chance to go back this year and not get rained out. But
bring me as a guest.
Yeah, hey, I would love to.
You know, bring us.
I would love to bring everyone as
a guest. No, I'm talking about him. He's coming. I know.
I'm going as a guest of someone else, by the way.
Got it.
Yeah, I feel like if anybody's going to get us in, it's probably going to be you. But we appreciate the time, Brad.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Brad Guzan there, Atlanta United club ambassador, sporting advisor, podcast host, Masters patron.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's cold out there today. Colder than the Grand Slam bat flip that Vlad Jr. unleashed against the Yankees in the ALDS. But do you know where it's toasty and warm and where baseball's hot stove is brewing along? The Morning Lineup Podcast. We're here Monday through Friday, first thing in the morning, to deliver you all the trade, signings, and news from the MLB offseason. All in under 10 minutes on anywhere you get your podcasts. Come in from the cold and join us.